B-Pod Studios.
Here we go. It's time for Friday Morning Football with Zoe, brought to you by MGM Springfield. This is the first. And now join us live this morning. Here's our expert, Scott Zolak.
Yeah.
Yo, Zoe, how you doing?
Doing great. Pumping gas right now.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, look, you know, I'm really concerned about...
Hey, whoa. Is $2.49 a gallon good?
Yeah.
No, I got $2.30.
So I was down Florida last week. It was $1.99 in Florida last week.
I know. We were down there for Florida.
Yeah.
For Christmas.
That's good.
And a shut up. 204 gallons.
Amazing.
Should have brought some home.
That's right. He tried, but he burned it all up on the way back. Hey, Zoe, I'm worried about you. I'm worried about you because it's going to be cold Sunday, and I'm worried about...
I just stopped the pump.
I understand. Okay, listen.
I'm going to go find a cheaper one.
I don't blame you. Hey, look, how cold is it in the booth down at Gillette?
It's really cold because we kind of keep a door open in the back.
Yeah.
And we do that because we want the heat to suck out from behind.
Yeah.
Because we sit right at that table, but our booth is completely open in the front. Yeah. They do a nice job with little mini heaters to keep our feet toasty. But, man, your face can't move by the end of the fourth quarter because your lips are frozen.
Oh.
You know, so you're like, boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're
thinking about how you can warm them up, aren't you?
Yeah, normal around here,
well,
so don't worry about
maybe
that.
Maybe I'll go out in the cold. My skin will look better. It won't move.
It's like skiing. Your body's warm, but your face is frozen, you know?
Yeah. Well, now, Zoe, I didn't see – I mean, the Chargers are coming in. They have a better record, but I didn't see anything that really scared me last week about them. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I mean, I think the Patriots are a good home team.
Yeah.
The Chargers are a great road team. The big thing is they've flown back and forth, you know, several times now in the past 2 weeks. And I don't care how you cut it, how you spin it. I know that it's a private flight. It's not easy on your body going East Coast, West Coast, back East, back West.
Yeah.
Like, I get tired as a broadcaster. I feel crappy on a West Coast trip until about Tuesday of the following week.
Yeah.
These guys are players. They play, you know. And eventually during that game, whether it's end of the second quarter, third quarter, it tends to catch up on you. That's what I'm banking on.
So between the travel and a little bit of the cold, I mean, everybody's got to play in the cold, so it's kind of – but they're not as used to it as we are, right?
Nobody wants to play in it. Nobody. Yeah. Brady doesn't want to. I mean, but the big thing is mentally you get used to it during the week practicing in it. Like they were in the snow yesterday when it was snowing. So they're mentally ready for it. Sunday, when they get off the bus, that's the first time Chargers are going to feel it. So –
I saw. Yeah. Okay.
I was waiting for Lauren to go.
Lauren's gonna be. It's gonna be cold on Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, what's the key gonna be to the game?
I just think to beat them in the special teams part of it. Like, they just picked up a kicker. They're already thinking, okay, Cordero Patterson could be a weapon in a return game. Give me a return to the 50. Start fast. Get up by 7. I think the key is really get up by 7. Because I see when they're ahead, they play differently on defense. They roll the dice more. They'll blitz. Well, it seems like you open up the playbook a little bit more when you get not a comfortable lead.
But a good lead.
You know Tom Brady can handle a 7-point lead.
Yeah, okay. And the last time we saw Gronk, he looked good. Now he's rested up. Tom's rested up.
What do you think?
Should be.
I hope Gronk's ready to go. I really do. Like, you just hope, wow, okay, this was the day. This is what we were waiting for. They saved him until this moment. And I hope that's Sunday.
Okay, then just one more question for you, because if we win this game on Sunday, and then we should get a gift, and the Colts would beat the Chiefs, we would come back to home field advantage for the championship, right?
Yes, and we'd be 40-point favorites. Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So the road to the Super Bowl could continue to run right through Foxborough then.
Oh, this place would be nuts next week. Oh, everybody's all worried, and it's up to how quickly it could change in this league. You win this one, regardless, you're still one win away from the Super Bowl again.
Yep.
People will be going nuts here next week, so it'll be fun.
There you go. Okay, so have a great game.
Hey,
keep your face warm.
Hey,
keep your face warm on Sunday.
Hey,
what?
Hey,
oh, wait. Oh, we almost forgot.
Turn the music off.
I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, what we really wanted to get to.
Yeah, I know.
Here,
I had to sit through all that.
Up close and way too personal with Zoe.
Okay, so how are you? All right, my question for you today is, what profession other than your own would you like to do? What would you attempt to do?
So you mean if I wasn't doing broadcasting or if I never played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd probably want to be a builder.
A builder?
Housing developer.
In the construction business.
No, blue collar guy. I'm the guy that,
like an architect.
Like a real estate mogul? Like an architect. Okay.
Like Art Vandelay.
That story, when I went to Maryland, the major I wanted to get into was architecture. They told me I couldn't do it because the spring studios of the big architecture classes coincided with spring football. So they told me, you came here to play football, not to go to class.
Wow. Dreams diverted. Well, I think you did
Dreams
okay.
Dreams diverted.
I think you did all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I can do this. I can still build houses.
All right, exactly.
There you go.
There's still time.
Okay, now
second
we got.
Half.
Okay, we're wrapping up now. It's good. Friday morning football was over.
Thank you,
okay,
Zoe.
Have a great weekend. Don't let your face freeze, and we'll talk to you next week.
Don't forget to get the rest of your gas.
Yeah. 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 Don't run out of gas like the guy on Tobin Bridge did this morning. Okay. Have a great one, Zoe. See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.